We annexed Roseland in November of 2017, 1 month after the devastating fires. We're busy with the fire recovery, and so there are still members of that community who I think don't understand the differences about being part of the city versus being part of the county. And when you come to law enforcement, the Santa Rosa Police Department is a full-service municipal law enforcement agency. In other words, we do traffic enforcement, traffic investigations. Sheriff's Office, although they can do that, that's not one of their primary things. So we need to start building the relationships. For instance, we have school resource officers on each of our campuses. So what my interest is going out in the community and actually inviting residents and members of those communities to City Hall and go out there and demystify what it's like to be part of the city. Because in 2020, they will elect one of their representatives to be on the city council. And I think it's going to take at least 2 years to start to develop the trust and the opportunity and identify folks who want to either run for city council and or be appointed to boards and commissions to help run the city of Santa Rosa. I don't think we've been able to do that, and through no fault of anyone, but we've been busy with our fire recovery, and it's unfortunate that the annexation that took decades came at the same time as our devastating fire. But I'm planning on being out in the field a lot to build on those relationships.
And there were a lot of concerns during the 2017 fires, specifically from Spanish speakers, with law enforcement evacuating them and, you know, not understanding what was happening, not being able to understand what they were saying, you know, being fearful because it was the middle of the night and there were police officers at their doorstep. Can you talk about how to prevent that, those concerns from happening in the future?
I had not heard that being a significant complaint in the city of Santa Rosa, but from the county of Sonoma, you know, when we're doing press conferences, releasing information, because the county is chiefly responsible for that operation, that there was not bilingual translation available. They actually had some of their own staff eventually saying, well, wait, we need to translate that. Because I think the city is doing a much better job about having those translation services available, having all the documents in both English and in Spanish. But again, that's where it's that learning curve. So if there is someone who has that need or suggests that the city of Santa Rosa could use improvement in that area, I would invite them to let the city know, because we are trying to be more and more conscious of that. I know we are making improvements. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. But that's one of the areas, you know, we talk about District 1 and 7, which is more heavily populated by the Latinos and non-English speaking persons. That's why I want to go out there and say, well, we could use your help. It's got to be a shared responsibility.
Around 30% of Santa Rosa's population over the age of 5 speaks Spanish at home. That's according to the 2017 census. With this in mind, I asked Mayor Schwedhelm about the city's policies on translating city council meetings.
If someone requests that, we could do that. So again, if someone is saying, you know, if we have Spanish speakers that want to hear, please let us know that, and we would make arrangements for that. But I have not heard, you know, not everything we talk about on city council is really so exciting. And I'm also not interested in providing a resource that no one's interested in. So if there is that demand or that interest, that it'd be wonderful if all the council meetings were translated, let me know. I'm interested.